paneling windows, and we had a little ceiling about that wide that was just as smooth, and walls were just as smooth and pretty as they could be, and painted.
Yes, ma'am.
I had the prettiest living room and dining room I thought I ever looked at in my life, and we had pretty furniture then. Had real pretty furniture, set of pretty silver and plenty of crystal and china. And I had just bought a brand new range and deep freeze and refrigerator just a short while before it opened.
Oh, no.
And a new living room suit. And it just suited me every way you could think about it. And the rooms on the back, it had a back door that opened out of the back bedroom, and the bathroom was located between the bedrooms, you know, and then a big closet on this side, and that was a little hallway between there. And I'd open the front door and open that back door, and the breeze just poured through there. That's the most comfortable. And that's a big bedroom, my master bedroom.
Yes, ma'am.
16 by 18, and now that's a big room, you know.
That's pretty big.
And my dining room and living room was both 12 by 15. And my kitchen was 12 by 12.
How high were the ceilings?
I think it was 12 feet. It was 10 or 12. I believe it was 12. It was much higher than this, and they said this was 8.
Yes, ma'am.
It was built back then when they built them like that, you know.
Well, that's pretty good size.
And my husband wanted to put in lower rafters and have a lower ceiling. But I didn't want that because the house was so comfortable in the summer.
Yes,
we didn't have time to wear a condition. Didn't need it. We had a fan, but had 2 or 3 fans, I believe. But we didn't have to use them very often. Everything was, and the kitchen door for them went in it, and then there was a side room door went out of the kitchen on that screen porch, and had a wide carport. Lots wider than this one, and chairs and everything out there, you know, we could sit out there and just, we call that an outside living room.
Yes, ma'am.
But I don't know, I just kind of, well, I went in shock when it burned up, and I wasn't at myself when I had this house. I owned a little bitty dachshund dog, one of them little bitty miniature dachshunds. And she was the best little thing and minded me and loved me to death. And I couldn't get a place to stay nowhere. Nobody wanted my dog. They wouldn't have me at the hotel. Miss down there took me in, said she loved the little dog. Me come on live with her till I get me a house built. When my son was coming home on a furlough, and we had to hurry just as hard as we could to get the house built by the time he got here. She didn't have room for me and him both.
Yes, ma'am.
So I didn't take much pains in finding out what I was getting. All I told him, I wanted a good, comfortable, warm place, and I've got that. I reckon I can't complain.
Yes, ma'am.
I've got 2 bedrooms and a bath. I've got plenty of closets. Got 5 good-sized closets. And you can see I got plenty of cabinets.
Yes, ma'am.
So I reckon I'm real lucky to have a home, I reckon, a place to stay after getting it all burned up.
Well, do you have any idea how it got started?
No, I don't. Never did know. I was in the kitchen just an hour before I woke up and heard it burning. I went in there and checked everything to see if everything was all right.